Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. If you're new to the show, we take a random show, we take it for a spin, and then I give you my first impressions. And today it is from one of our Fiverr friends. What I mean by that is if you go over to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button, there's no upsell. It's $5. And today we're going to be listening to the Fight Camp Radio Show. Their description in iTunes says, "This is a radio show that goes beyond the stats when looking at the next UFC card. Holistic breakdowns, always free, and sometimes funny." Now, they have a couple different ways that you can check out their website. One is facebook.com/fightcampradioshow. And the other one is you can go to fightcampradioshow.libsyn.com. And before I listen to episode 12, you're going to listen to this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Oh, I said we're listening to episode 12. We're listening to episode 11 because this first section is not live, and it goes a little something like this.
When stepping into the ring for a fight, you need to be prepared, or you're gonna get hurt.
Right.
This show is dedicated in preparing you with the best information, so you can make sound, educated decisions. You're tuned in to the Fight Camp Radio Show with your host, MMA expert Dave Manley. Here he is, Dave Manley.
What's happening, everybody?
I like the...
How's it going? Hey, long time no see. Welcome to the Fight Camp Radio Show. I'm your host, Dave Manley. Thanks a lot for joining, guys. It's been a couple weeks.
Like the energy.
And man, has it been an absolute whirlwind.
Nice.
But I've been looking forward to International Fight Week for a few months. And as it got closer and closer, I was getting more and more excited. And it lived up to everything I was hoping it would be. A very successful trip. I'll get into that in a little bit, but... just in case you're joining us for the first time,
nice.
The Fight Camp Radio Show is an informational-based show in which we like to look at the upcoming fight card and pick a winner. We also like to look at the fighter history, how they got there, and their paths to victory. But at the end of the day, we want to pick a winner. And I call it the Fight Camp Radio Show because just like a real-life fight camp for a real-life fighter, if this fighter doesn't get prepared in his fight camp and he doesn't get his mind and body ready for the fight, he can get in that cage and he can get hurt. And just like you and I, if we don't prepare ourselves with the good information to make the best educated decision, we can get hurt too. So, like I said, I'm here to kind of guide you along. You can fade me. You can follow me. You can agree or disagree, whatever. I just hope that you listen to the show and you get some good information that will help you lead you to making the right decision. All right. We're smack dab in front of episode 11. Episode 10 was a good one. It was a good one, right? We went 3-0 with three easy winners. On that one, my biggest play was a 6-unit play. So just in case you don't follow me on betmma.tips, where you're going to want to go to see the unit size, all my selections.
Now this makes sense.
And all my statistical data. You can see, you know, whether I'm picking all big time favorites, all underdogs, parlays, props, straights, whatever. Everything is third party tracked and independently verified. So that's at betmma.tips. And my handle is FCRS for Fight Camp Radio Show. So yeah, last episode, episode 10, we went 3-0, three easy winners. We go on a scale of ranging between 1 and 11 units. I think the largest unit play I've made so far, I believe it was an 8-unit play, but my biggest play for UFC 213 was a 6-unit play, and that was Fabricio and Alistair to go over 1.5 rounds. And like I said, that came up super easy. I was actually at the fight, And
nice.
I can only imagine. I was thinking about this the next day because I was so in tune to that fight. I had a really good seat. So I was like maybe 10 rows behind the cage. But I think that I was the only one cheering in all around me really, really loudly and maybe a little bit obnoxiously that the fight was such a disaster as far as, you know, the engagement between Alistair and Fabricio.
All right. So here's, first of all, I want to be named Dave Manley. How cool is it that an MMA fighter podcast and the guy's name is Dave Manley? That is awesome. A couple things. The fact that you went to the fight proves again my first impression that, wow, here's a guy that's really, this is an expert in the sport. He was at the event. The only thing that I was having problems connecting was you're like, if you don't go in, you're going to get hurt. And I'm like, well, Dave, I'm not getting in the ring anytime soon. I'm 52. And I'm like, I don't think so. But as soon as you said, oh, Bet MMA, whatever the website was, I'm like, oh, okay, now that can hurt me if I don't know what I'm doing. So that might, you might want to connect the dots there. And the only other thing I would say is I'm going to guess, I'm assuming, because most websites have them, if you have any kind of whatever your website was, Bet MMA, blah, 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 whatever the website was, I'm going to guess you have some sort of affiliate link for that. If not, look into it because you're sending people that way. You could do that and then put a link on your website. And that's where not having a website kind of can be a bummer, depending on how you look at it. So, but overall, my first impression was, number one, I like the fact that you came in. I think every podcaster comes in a little over the top. I mean, we all come in, yeah, welcome to the podcast rodeo show. And then about 30 seconds later, we're talking normal. And I like the fact, again, the fact that you pointed out last week's show and the fact that, hey, I was right. That, again, without being too obnoxious, just points out that, hey, I know what I'm talking about. And so very cool. So, yeah, I'm not a big MMA guy. I will watch it if nothing else is on. But from my first impression is you're an expert. You know what you're talking about. The audio sounded great. The flow was nice. I wasn't sitting there going, when is somebody going to talk? And yeah, so if I knew somebody that was into MMA and they're like, do you know any podcasts? I would say, yeah, look up Fight Camp Radio. I mean, it's that simple. So, oh, that's right. It's time for some bonus content. When I was looking at your artwork is 900 by 900 pixels. The minimum size for iTunes is 1400 by 1400. These are the kind of things that we pick up when we do a full review at podcastreviewshow.com. Now, having too small an artwork can sometimes cause iTunes to get a little confused and not update your show. So I would basically go in, resize it to 1400 by 1400, make sure it's less than 500 kilobytes. And since you're using Libsyn, go into settings, edit show settings, give the file a new file name. So if it was logo.jpg, it might be logo2.jpeg and upload it. If you're not using Libsyn, you can get a free month using the coupon code SOPFREE. So there's a little bonus content for you. That will do it. And if you want to check it out, I will have links out at our website at podcastrodeoshow.com. And you can also, while you're out there, click on the Fiverr button and cut right in line, just like Dave did. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in on Friday's show. We might be listening to your show if you go out to podcastrodeoshow.com and click on the Fiverr button. Next week, if you're not into the podcasting world, is Podcast Movement. And I may or may not have shows next week. If so, I will have to record a ton of shows over the weekend. So again, if you want to hit the Fiverr button, that would get you cut. Right. I'm looking for the line to get short real quick because I'm going to blow through a bunch of these so we can have something next Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And thank you, as always, for tuning in. I deeply appreciate it. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you to enjoy your ride.